Stoners. Welcome to another edition of Sticks and Stones. I am your host, Brent Elrod, coming to you from the lovely confines of the patio here at the No Shoes Bar and Grill, deep in the heart of the Republic of Texas. I've got a great show for you today. I will say Mother Nature may be making an appearance. There's been some rumblings of thunder around. There's also some college football games being played on TVs in the background, so you may get an occasional clap of thunder or roar of the crowd. But such is the world of pairing cigars and alcohol. Now, today's pairing is the Big Sky Bighorn with Elijah Craig Small Batch Kentucky Straight Bourbon. Now, if you've seen my previous episodes on Big Sky, you know their history. They were founded in 2019 in Montana and are carrying on a rich cigar-making history in that state that goes back more than a century. This particular offering, the Bighorn, is a 6x52 Toro with a filler and binder from Nicaragua and a wrapper that is a Mexican San Andres. The strength is medium. Visually, it's a beautiful stick, tight seams, very minimal veining, maybe just a very slight oil sheen, maybe a touch of tooth, and a double cap. Now, Elijah Craig Small Batch Kentucky Straight Bourbon is a Heaven Hill product, as the name says, out of Kentucky. It is 47% ABV, which is 94 proof. It is a non-age statement, but is aged approximately 8 years. Now, it's small batch, and it is bottled in dumps of less than 70 barrels. It has a mash bill of 78% corn, 10% rye, and 12% malted barley. So let's pop the cork, cut the stick, and get to toasting. Now on the nose, I get fresh earth, peat, leather, and a hint of sweetness. It's got a wonderful aroma. So we're going to give it a cut with the Cigarism V cutter. Beautiful cut, as always. Definitely need to visit my friends over at Cigarism. They have a plethora of wonderful cigar accessories. That's a big word for a country boy. Now on the cold draw, I'm getting chocolate, wisps of vanilla, and cordial cherries. It's already great and haven't even lit it yet. Now, the Elijah Craig that is just a beautiful medium amber color. Give that a little swirl in the glass so you can get a good look at it. On the nose, I get the slight hint of grain, but not much. I get caramel. Coffee, chocolate, and just a little bit of citrus. It's another great aroma. I think these are going to go pretty well together. Now on the palate, pick up caramel, some oak, vanilla, cherry, a slight hint of cinnamon and then a little bit of spice on your tongue. My first time having Elijah Craig, and it's very good. I think these are going to go well together. So, we'll take the cigarism lighter and toast this thing up. Great smoke volume right out of the gate. As well with it, I'm picking up coffee. A little bit of leather and fresh earth. And just a hint of spice toward the back of my mouth. These are really going well together. I'm going to go ahead and burn this down to about the halfway mark and come back and give you an update. Look at the ash stack on that. Hey, stoners, I'm back. A little more than halfway through, and I am very much enjoying this pairing. The Bighorn has given me caramel, nuts, cocoa, pepper. Still producing a great volume of smoke. It's nice and velvety in your mouth. It comes out in huge wasps. It's been a very good smoke for the first half. Not looking like it's going to give up. It's blending very well with the Elijah Craig, and I think this is it's got the makings of a very good pairing. I'm going to go ahead and burn this down and come back and give you my final thoughts.
This is what I do, stoners, between takes. Oh, my God. Oof.
Hey, stoners, I'm back. This is about burned down to the nub, and the glass is empty. So, going to wrap this one up for today. Overall, this has been a very enjoyable pairing. These are two excellent products individually and together. Quite honestly, with the fresh earth and the peat that I picked up in the Big Sky Bighorn, this would go really well with a good scotch. Maybe something along the lines of what's close to my heart, Johnny Walker Green Label. You could definitely pair it across a pretty good spectrum. I would give the stick 4.75 out of 5 matchsticks. It is, like I said, it's been a very enjoyable smoke. The Elijah Craig, maybe a 4.6 out of 5. Kind of splitting hairs there, but again, it's another very enjoyable spirit. I hope you have enjoyed this pairing. I know I have. I've enjoyed bringing it to you. I can't end a Big Sky pairing without mentioning their association with Warriors and Quiet Waters. Their information is right here, and it'll be at the end of the video. I don't know that I have mentioned this specific fact So the folks over at Big Sky can definitely correct me if I'm wrong. But they contribute a portion of every box sold to Warriors in Quiet Waters. So if you buy a box of Big Sky, not only are you getting some excellent cigars, but you're helping wounded veterans on top of it. Now, can you beat that as a combination? I don't think so. So, anyway, again, I've enjoyed this bringing this pairing to you. I've got one more Big Sky next week. I'm really looking forward to it. Please stay tuned and watch that pairing when it drops. I want to thank my brand accessories, Cigarism. I want to thank Big Sky Cigars. Their information is right here and will be at the end of the video. Just keep staying tuned. Keep hitting like, subscribe, share, notify, all that stuff. And telling your friends about us. I am growing by leaps and bounds in fellowship, and I am very much enjoying spending time with you. But until the next time we're together, keep your sticks dry, your stones cold, and have a great day.